Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, May 8th. And Burns, a busy weekend with a lot of diplomas going out.
Yeah, and I've got the sore thumb to prove it. We had a great weekend, and I think I shook about 3,200 hands or so over the weekend, which is can be a challenge, but it's just such a joyous time. We had, as I say, more than 3,000 students receive their degrees Friday and Saturday, 5 commencement ceremonies for the graduate college on Friday night, and then 3 undergraduates during the day Saturday, and then the veterinary hooding that evening. And we were especially pleased to have a real American hero, an Oklahoma native, Tom Stafford, who, of course, was one of the legendary astronauts and in the origin of our space program. And he is such a wonderful ambassador for Oklahoma and for space exploration. We also presented him an honorary doctorate of science degree for his contributions to space flight and aviation. And Tom spoke at 2 of the 3 ceremonies during the day, and our Board of Regents Chair Andy Lester spoke at the 3rd ceremony. Everybody was excited. When those students come across that stage, the smile on their face will almost—it's so broad, it's great. Everybody yelling and thumbs up. So we're proud of the graduates. They've worked hard, and they certainly have an exciting time ahead of them with an OSU degree.
And Burns, it's budget time, and state leaders have reached a deal. Let's talk a little bit about the deal for higher education and specifically the additional funding for the OSU Medical Center.
Well, we really appreciate Governor Fallon and the leadership, Speaker Shannon and President Pro Tem Bingaman and Clark Jolly, who's the Appropriations Chair in the Senate, and Scott Martin, who's the Appropriations Chair in the House, for their efforts on behalf of higher education. You're right. The budget deal was announced last week. It basically keeps the OSU, or rather the higher education budget of last year, plus $10 million. And on top of that, it's going to become necessary to start amortizing principal and interest on a large higher ed bond issue from 2005, I believe it is, and that was $23.9 million. And given the priorities and the necessities the state faces, I think the legislature treated higher education very well. And it treated the OSU Medical Center in Tulsa very well by appropriating $13 million for the funding and a subsidy for that indigent care hospital, which also trains the OSU medical students. With matching funds from the federal government, we expect to have a total of about $18.5 million, which is about the money we've identified as necessary to attract a strong, solid private partner for the OSU Medical Center, so we can, in effect, replicate what our friends at OU have with HCA in Oklahoma City. It's very important that this hospital remain viable, not only does it provide indigent care in Tulsa, but also, of course, is the platform for our training of our doctors. It's been estimated that that medical center supports 5,000 direct and indirect jobs and generates more than $250 million annually in economic impact across Oklahoma.
And finally, Burns, this is, I can't believe it, it's the last Campus Connection for the current school year. I hope you have a good summer.
Well, I'm sure I will, and we wish everybody a good summer, and come back here in the fall and get ready for an exciting time, both on campus and in the athletic fields.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.